Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jamie.
So good to be back.
Yay!
We are so excited. It is book club week.
Here we go.
March book club. We are chatting about Dark Matter today by Blake Crouch.
Right.
So excited.
I can't wait.
Like,
here we are.
This is going to be a different book club chat.
Yes, because this was a different book club pick for us.
Yes.
And we want to know, like, feedback from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you liked this genre, or go back to what we normally pick.
Yeah.
Or you want more like this.
Or do you have another recommendation?
In this genre that would be better.
Yeah. Anything. Like, what do you want to read? What do you want to hear us talk about? We want to do what you want to listen to. So let us know.
Yep.
Perfect. Before we jump into our discussion.
Yes. Are you ready, listeners, for next month's book club?
April book club pick is The Moonlight Child by Karen McQuestion.
I love it so much because I love the last name McQuestion.
I know.
I looked it up to be like, is this a common last name?
Yes.
And, or is it like a pen name? And as far as I can tell for her, it's her real last name, and it's more common than I thought.
How about that?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
It is a different thing, and it is like perfect for writing books.
Yeah, it is a good book author name.
And this book is a little bit mysterious, so my questions will be rising.
Very fitting. I love the play on her last name there.
Perfect. I just like it. Yeah. Okay, so let's...
This one Sarah's been bringing up over and over again. And not that I haven't wanted to, because it sounds good every time, but so many books sound good every time.
I know. It's hard for us to pick one.
Yeah.
And there's lots of things that we're considering when we pick a book. So it all factors in when we narrow it down and what we end
what
up deciding
on. What genre we've
on.
Done recently, what time of year it is, when it came out, how available it is. We're starting to learn more of these things as we go.
Yeah.
And so, it is its time.
Finally time.
This is the time for this
book. The Moonlight Child.
Yes.
It sounds so interesting. Do you want me to read?
Yes, please.
The synopsis.
Yes.
Okay. A gripping and emotional novel that will leave you wondering about the neighbors next door. On a cold January night, Sharon Lemke heads outside to see a lunar eclipse when she notices something odd at the house behind her backyard. Through her neighbor's kitchen window, she sees what appears to be a little girl washing dishes late at night. But the Fleming family doesn't have a child that age, and even if they did, why would she be doing housework at this late hour? It would be easy for Sharon just to let this go, but when 18-year-old Nikki, a former foster child, comes to live with Sharon, she notices suspicious activity at the Fleming's house as well. When calling social services doesn't result in swift action, the two decide to investigate on their own.
Ooh. Mysterious. I like
what
it.
What is going to happen? Who is this child that washes dishes at night?
Because I need one.
Right?
Send Where do you one sign to my that? House.
Right? I know. Wouldn't that be nice? No, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been reading a few mysteries. This one's a little bit different. It's not like a classic, like, thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the twist about this, what is that, foster mom and the daughter kind of maybe something that they bond over. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Yeah.
But
it makes me start to imagine.
It reminds me when I was little, I was babysitting at a neighbor's house.
Okay.
And I was cleaning up after dinner. I was standing at their sink washing the dishes. And I looked out the window and the house behind their house, somebody else was standing in the window staring at me. And there was that like second of eye contact. And I panicked like, oh, you can't watch me. I can't watch you. I was caught.
Yeah.
Anyway. So when you read that, that's immediately, I don't know why that one moment is so seared in my memory.
That is funny.
And it was kind of a panicky
like
feeling. Like someone was looking at me, but I was looking at someone.
You didn't want them to know you were there.
I don't want someone looking in a window at me. That's creepy.
Totally.
But I was doing, I mean, I wasn't purposely doing it. I was washing the dishes and just looked up out the window. Anyway, That's what it reminds me of. Washing dishes, looking out the window.
So maybe what we're going to find out is that it was just a babysitter.
Right. It was just an innocent babysitter keeping track of the kids and doing her job washing the dishes when she was done.
Cleaning up after the kids.
Yeah.
I like her. I need one of those too.
Right. A babysitter that does dishes. I'm your gal. Give me a call. $1 an hour.
I love it. Yes. Oh, even better.
I always thought back in the day, if I got $1 an hour per kid, that was like big time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember thinking that.
That is how they used to pay.
$1 an hour per kid.
Oh, man. I wish.
It's no longer the going rate.
It's so hard to pay for sitters anymore.
It's hard to find a good sitter. Yes. All right. Okay. On to book club.
Yes.
Now that we've discussed the cost of a babysitter.
Dark matter.
Dark matter.
This is okay, can we just talk about the genre?
Okay.
This is sci-fi.
Yes.
I mean, it has definitely a more personal twist to it.
So definitely when I've talked about that it's a love story, like a romance, mm-hmm. sci-fi, thriller.
Yes.
It does. It tackled all of them.
It really did.
Very well.
Really did.
In each genre. Just a little. It covers all of those.
Yes. And I will say, like, sci-fi, I can get confused in a sci-fi book, right? Like,
that's why I tend not to go
follow
there.
What you're trying to tell me, and it's a little out there, and I don't really, like, buy into it sometimes. Yeah. But this one really did, like, make sense to me. I understood what was happening.
Right.
I mean, after a minute. It did take me a minute. But then I caught on and could understand what was happening, what they were doing, how they were doing it.
Yes.
And then tie into everything else that was happening.
I agree. Typically, the second you start saying quantum physics, the multiverse, dimensions, my brain goes, I don't get it. I don't get these words. I don't understand what it means.
This is never going to happen.
Or I have to kind of get my brain to switch into that mode of possibility.
Yes.
And then my brain slips out of it. And it's just so much thinking on my part. So
it does take
some. I'm not that smart, I guess, for this type of stuff.
Well, I just think it takes some like extra effort in your listening.
I'm lazy in my reading, I guess, to think that hard.
Yeah, I can be too.
And so I tend not to go into this genre for those reasons. I hear those words and I immediately just go, I'm not smart enough for this.
Yeah.
However, the way this book described it, when they talk about multiple dimensions or the multiverse. And there's one section where he's explaining, I think he's explaining it to Daniela. I don't know if I remember exactly, but he says, it's like fish living in one pond, but then there's this pond over here and a whole nother group of fish living in that pond. They're living simultaneously.
Yes.
But in two different worlds. You can think of the ponds as different worlds. That made sense to me that these are just different, but going on at the same time.
Right?
Just different dimensions with the same people. And it even still hurts my brain to think of that.
Yes.
But that made sense to me to think about, in this pond.
Something is happening.
This is what's going on in this pond. Yes. And then in this pond, this is what's happening.
Totally.
The simplicity of that made more sense to my brain.
Right. No, I agree.
Then it made it easier to follow.
But before we even like learn about these different dimensions, mm-hmm. we know is that there's this guy named Jason.
Yes, so we've got
Jason.
Who
like loves his family.
Who's awesome dad. Like so like insistent on family night.
I love that family night.
And no phones.
I mean, we're talking about a 14-year-old here.
Yeah.
Who they still are able to pull off family night.
I love it.
I did too.
And he's cooking and he's initiating it and I just thought, what? This is a great, like, I was really bought into this family.
Totally. And it felt totally normal, too. Like, him wanting to go see a friend and kind of skipping out on family night and how that's not normal. Yeah. They want him to be there for family night, but it's important that he goes sees this friend.
Right.
And his wife is supportive, even though she's kind of bugged.
Yeah.
You know, don't take long.
Yeah.
That was
her
request.
You should go, but be back quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It just felt so, like, like every man,
like every typical family,
yes.
A situation that you would see or that you've had happen with you.
Right.
I've had those nights when I'm like, I love book club, but I'm tired and I just want to stay home tonight. And my husband will be like, no, you need to go see your friends. Go and come back. Like, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
That was a total
so supportive,
typical thing.
Yeah.
A great relationship and family.
Right.
And I was bought into their family dynamics.
And I thought that it so perfectly, in such a short amount of time, gave you this snapshot of what their lives were like at this point.
Yes.
Right? Like, he goes and sees his friend. His friend is like, I thought it would be you receiving rewards. His friend was being honored for some scientific thing. And so he's like, I thought you'd
be. And he's kind of a friend, but not really a friend. It's kind of a love hate. Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Love, like, maybe friendship.
A little bit, like, of competition between them. Yes.
You should go to support, but you don't really want it rubbed in your face that you chose a different path. And so therefore he's living these things that are still maybe in the back of your head.
The what ifs.
What ifs? I could be that one. It could be me. I had these dreams and wishes. Even though his life is great.
Yeah, I still have this family and I have a job that I enjoy, but wow, I had big aspirations.
Yes. And you're watching someone else live those big aspirations. It's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard to see.
I kind of still got the impression, even though you're hearing his friend, Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
You're hearing him say these things and kind of like talking down to him a little bit. Like, what are you doing with yourself? You know, like, why, when are you going to step it up? Kind of a thing.
Right.
I still got the impression when Jason walked away that he was like, I'm going home where I want to be.
Yeah. I'm going to go pick out some ice cream.
Yeah.
And take it home to my family.
Yeah. Like,
and he doesn't, Ryan doesn't have that to go home been, to.
But look, I've got these people that I love.
Yeah. And it's great.
Yeah.
And I love being with them.
That's how I felt about it. So I thought that was such a great, like, setup for, like, here you can see where they could have been, would have been, should have been, maybe, but what the choices that led them here.
Yes.
And he, in that moment, right, goes to get the ice cream, comes out of the store, and boom, runs into, or gets kidnapped right away.
Yep. Gets taken. And I love the buildup with that. Because he gets taken and he's like, this person seemed familiar. They have a mask on, but he knows this person. The voice sounds vaguely familiar. The walk seems familiar. But you don't find out for a while, quite a while.
No.
Who it is and why that person seems familiar.
No.
And like, I loved it. I loved that idea.
Could not figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, I could not.
Who? Who is keeping you? Who? Why?
Yeah.
What organization is going on?
Yes.
That is a part of this. And I was kind of thinking it was going to go down the route of Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Because that's kind of like you're in an institution and they've done these tests on you and you're not sure why you're there. Da-da.
Yeah.
So
I thought he had like lost his memory. Mm-hmm. Like when he gets into he gets sent back to a different dimension, right? And he wakes up and he doesn't know where he is and it's like, so confusing, and they're applauding him.
He has
him,
no idea what's so going weird. On. Yeah.
Yes. And he, I thought maybe he really did like travel to this other dimension, like, and was with his family.
And the travel did something to him.
Yes. And that he like lost his memory and like didn't remember that he had gone there.
Right.
That's what I thought. And so I thought when they sent him back, it was like, oh yeah, they needed him to come back because for their research, right? Yeah. And he wasn't coming back on his own. So for whatever reason, they like brought him back.
Yeah. When really,
I was so
it was a
confused.
Different version of himself. It was Jason 2.
Yes.
They were expecting Jason 2 to come back, but Jason came back.
Right.
And Jason had no memory of this because this wasn't his life. And this is where it gets trippy.
Oh my gosh. At this so point, trippy. I have to say, I was like, oh no, it no, took- no. I can't do this. I can't do this crazy, like, lose your memory, lab coats chasing you, everyone's going to kill you, anyone you talk to dies. Like, I just thought, no.
No.
This isn't my book. And that was, like, at the beginning.
Yes.
So I agree. I will say, I had some moments that I was like, what did we do?
We've made a really bad decision and we can't go back on it.
But I did change my mind.
I did too. As I kept reading on and those pieces started making sense and the story started coming together of what was really going on.
Like when I realized.
Genius.
Like, yes. Jason 2, right? Jason Dimension 2, like, came and stole his life.
Yes.
When I realized that that's what has happened, I was like all in.
Yeah.
Because I really like Jason 1.
So he kidnapped Jason 1.
Yes.
Sent Jason 1 back to his life because he wanted to stay.
Talk about a greedy, selfish human.
In Jason's life. So in other words, the choices they made at the beginning. So Rewind. Jason and Daniela are just dating. Daniela finds out she's pregnant and there's a decision to be made.
Yeah.
And that decision is stay together and have this baby.
What would you do?
Or no, this is not what you want to do. You want to follow your aspirations of being this physicist.
Yeah.
Right? Like physicist?
Science. I don't know. He's a scientist.
Quantum physicist. I think that might be made up.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he knows he can't
do that with a family and still be a part of his family. It's one or the other in his mind. And Jason decides family.
Yeah, I love you and let's do this.
Let's go with this. I want to see where this
goes.
And
she chooses it too, right?
Yeah, like she gives up.
Daniela was an artist and she had aspirations to be a famous artist. Yeah.
But then because we have multiverses and different dimensions, in another dimension, Jason made the different decision, and that's where we get Jason 2.
It makes my brain hurt.
I know.
So Jason 2
decides, no, I don't want a family. I've made these goals. I've got this
really great idea.
Really great idea, and I've got backing on it, and this can go somewhere, and I'm just starting out in my career. And so Jason 2 and Daniela break up in that dimension.
Yes.
And Daniela does not have a baby in that dimension. So
no.
They break up. Daniela follows her art. Jason 2 follows his passion of
science
and
discovery.
This box.
Yeah, the box.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the box. When they talk about the box, what did you see in your head? Because what I saw in my head was honestly kind of like a cardboard box.
I imagined it. With
tinfoil on the inside.
Oh.
They didn't give a lot of description of it.
They don't. I imagine like when they talk about the lab, right? And you're seeing it's all like high tech and like state of the art is kind of the way mm-hmm. I imagined it. And so I imagined like this metal box, like that was seamless, that was metal and like
you clean. Made it much more high tech in your head than I did.
Yes.
I was like, we're just hopping in a box. They kept calling it a box in my head.
Yeah.
A box is a cardboard box from Home Depot.
No, I imagine like a metal.
So that was like a little break for me was you're for like, some reason my brain didn't go to something. Why would they get into a super.
Cardboard box?
And I didn't honestly really, I mean, obviously it had technology but like behind it. A little
box, yeah.
But in my head, a box under described what it really was. Because it was
like pitch dark. Right? Yes. Like, yes. So I imagine like there's no seams because there couldn't even be an edge where light could seep through. Yeah. So it had to be.
And it flies through time and space.
But it doesn't actually move, right? Like you move. The box doesn't move.
I guess that's right.
It's just creating a space for you to be.
But it comes out in different places. I think it kind of talked about that it flew. No?
Really?
Because otherwise it would.
I imagined it.
I don't know. Because sometimes it was in a field. Sometimes it was in the lab. Sometimes it was in different places.
Yeah, you're right.
So it kind of.
That would make
there had to be some sort of a takeoff and landing. But not really because it's time. It just appeared because they're going through not atmosphere, but time and space. Time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear you.
I don't know.
That part was kind of fuzzy for me because it was like they walk through. Like he was taken when he was shoved, when Jason was shoved the first time. It was just like an old building.
Yeah.
And like I don't remember them talking about a box. It was just like a deserted
warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. It was always like a different background or surrounding. But then they also talk about when you travel in this, however it travels, then there's like a corridor with different doors too.
Right, because it was so like
that's putting you, and there was some choice within it. Put the drugs
in your body.
Okay.
That like turns off certain parts of your brain.
So that's what I needed while I was reading this book. Yeah. A drug that could shut off those parts of my brain.
For real.
Well, that's what we needed.
I was thinking so hard about it. So he was like, Amanda. Okay. We're kind of jumping all around.
Okay.
So he finds Daniela. Jason 1 finds Daniela in this new world because he's just like, I need her. Like, that will root me. And finds out that kind of starts, that's how he starts to understand what's happening here.
He goes back to his house, which is It's his house, but it's not a family house.
No, it's like this future, like really it's nice, like modern and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a house you would have a family pictures hanging on the wall
right.
or your son's drawings hanging in different places. He's like, this just, it's sterile.
Like immediately it's he not, knows, like yeah. this is mine, but it's not mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he goes and he finds Daniela, right?
Yes. Through like the phone book, I think. And an art finds that she's got an art gallery installation.
Yeah.
So he goes to the installation and finds her and talks mm-hmm. to her. And finds out that they haven't seen him in so long.
Right.
And they invite him back. So they have this conversation. So one thing leads to another and he loves her still.
Yeah.
Right? I love that.
And this is a total different dimension of her.
Yes.
This is the dimension that she follows her art.
Right.
And the dimension Jason, too, left. He didn't want to be in this dimension anymore.
He wanted the choice.
That's why he swapped.
Right? He wanted the choice. Well, and I don't even think that was – we can go there in a minute, but – I don't think that was his main point, was to go and find that. I mean, I think he wanted to go and experience that life, but I think he just had this want to experience all different kinds of lives.
See, I think he regretted that decision.
He and does say he that to Daniela, right? Like, he's yeah. like, this was the biggest mistake like, of my life.
Yeah. I want the life you have, Jason One. You, I'm burned out of this life. Even though I've done all these things,
yeah.
I have nobody.
Mm-hmm. I'm all alone.
All alone.
But
and so he wants the family. And that's he's fighting to stay there.
That's true.
In that fight. In
that's
that
true.
Dimension.
But he's but still
so
his
is
selfish
all the
self.
Other, he is. But so are all the other versions of Jason.
Oh my gosh. There, that
there
is
are
crazy.
So
we
many because every
minute.
Decision is a different version of
breaks
Jason
off into new use.
It branches out into what that decision would be or what this decision would take you down. And all those different versions are a different dimension.
Oh my gosh.
In this multiverse.
It's so hard to even wrap your head around. So mm-hmm. he
oh my.
Loves
okay, back
some Daniela.
Back to where we were going with Daniela.
Bad guy comes, finds him, kills Daniela, and takes him back to the lab. He's... Now it's like you think he's going to be killed because they're just mm-hmm. killing everyone, mm-hmm. which, holy crap, what is this dimension? It's like,
right.
oh, we have to do whatever we can. And so we're just going to kill
yeah.
anyone all the time.
And he has to witness this.
Yes.
He witnesses in another dimension her being killed.
Which has got to be
That's,
horrific.
Talk about the PTSD when this is all over.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and they see him get killed.
Yeah.
How do you recover from this?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. So they... There's a woman at the lab, and I actually wondered if there was, like...
A relationship?
Yes, between, like...
Amanda and...
Jason 2.
Jason 2. I think Jason 2 had nobody, because Amanda was his therapist.
True.
She knew things about him that, because of that relationship, but I also wondered if there was more to the relationship, and when she's with Jason 1, the original, uh-huh. the OG... let's refer to him as the OG.
The
Jason.
OG. Okay. Done.
She's holding back
yeah.
some of that. And it's almost like a patient client. I mean,
therapist
privilege. Like,
right.
I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't reveal this to you, but that there was
she
maybe
does make
more
a point. She does though say, well, I can tell you that because it's you.
It's you. That's true. She does.
She makes that comment.
But she's holding back.
Yeah, I think
I
so
think
too.
She's holding back some information.
But
there.
She does like say at one point, like, you are not like him.
Yeah.
You are different than him.
Yeah.
And I think that
your choices.
That was such an interesting point to me because your choices do make up your character.
Absolutely.
So you aren't necessarily the same character, but that makes 1,000 different choices. No, no.
Right.
You are that character you have because of the choices you've made.
Yes.
Isn't that an interesting
thought? I
thought
that was really, it really made me think about the choices we make. And when we hold on to regrets and we feel bad about them forever, like, no, you shouldn't, because the character you are with today, the person you are today, is because of all those different choices you've made.
Yeah. It made you who you are.
If you're not liking the character of yourself right now, you have choices in your future. You can start making different choices.
Yes.
And that character is not cemented in. It's right. moldable. It's changeable. Your character will change with your choices, and you have the power to make those choices.
Yes.
So.
I thought that was so good.
You can change it both directions.
And I love that idea of, like, you, who do you want to be? You can right. be that person.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is stopping you. Even if you were Jason too, he could have made different choices.
Yeah.
That would have led him back to becoming more like Jason yes. OG.
But because he had gone down that such, he got to the beyond and such a selfish that his only way out, the only way he could see.
In his mind, like, he couldn't right. reference it.
Yeah. Was to
continue to make selfish choices.
And he had the, he'd created the possibility to swap
positions. Selfishly.
Yeah.
And I love that. So Amanda, in her therapist yes. ways, was like, how, you know, Jason OG says to her, like, how could he do this? Like, how does someone go and, like, do that to another person?
Yeah.
Even though it's you. Like, how could he do this to himself? Right. And she explains, like, he can't just do, like, people can't just go and ruin, like, other people's lives without something, telling themselves something. So he thinks he's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Like, this is the life you wanted. Yeah. I'm giving you this opportunity.
It's a gift.
To see what it would be like if you had made this choice instead.
Yeah.
We're just swapping.
Right. Like, and you're welcome. Right? So crazy to me.
You should, like, be thanking me.
The ultimate selfish act
yeah.
is, like, pushing someone into something right. and expecting them to be grateful without ever asking their opinion
if they
about
wanted
it.
Yes. Yeah. Just be like, why wouldn't you want it?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you want to have tried this out?
Totally. It's so crazy.
Look at all these awards.
And then
I'm to, sharing.
Like, walk in the hallway and have all these choices. Like, mm-hmm. how scary, like, not knowing where you're going to be. And they're limited on the amount of doors they can open.
Right. They only have so many vials.
This, yes. There's
so this. They are making choices knowing they only have a finite amount of choices to get it right.
Yeah.
And it's based off of the thought in their head or their emotion as they're choosing the door where they go. So they go some crazy places before they figure this out and try to manipulate it in their favor.
Yes. And it's scary places.
Yeah. The one that, the cold one where there was Ooh. No electricity, or the one where there was, like, a plague or some
yes,
sort of
that
disease.
Was awful. That one was so
It kind of reminded me of Station
21, Station 11.
Station 11, 2020 or 21 Station. It kind of reminded me of that. Like,
yes,
we've got, like, a major pandemic going on.
Yes.
The Survivor Song, I read the book, The Survivor Song, as well, that was, like, pandemic and what you're doing in the streets to try to get help, very much reminded me of that. So you get a little story within all these different dimensions
and they almost
go to.
Died there.
And, yeah.
Like, that's the other thing that you don't
and they're watching,
take into account at first.
At
like,
that
you
one,
could
he's
die.
Watching his son's already dead, right? And his wife is so sick, she's on, and he has to watch it and try to,
like, be with her while she dies so she's not alone.
Yeah, yeah. Try to get her help. And but no, you're
but
leaving
you
and this
help.
Is in a different dimension. Yeah.
There
was no help.
Oh, it was awful.
Anyway, so I loved those different little
And I loved
stories.
When Amanda chose.
Yes.
And they went to this, like, beautiful, futuristic city. And it was like no crime, and it was clean, and, like, the train that you couldn't even see, it all of a sudden just, like, appeared, yeah. and it went so fast you couldn't even, like,
right.
see it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was very, that was very cool. Yeah. I loved seeing those different dimensions.
Like, what imagination? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. What imagination, like, takes yeah. you down these hundreds of different roads, you know, and what
right.
life would be like throughout if you made all these different decisions.
Yeah. yeah.
It's really crazy.
And yeah. And I love also that Amanda was so not selfish.
Yeah.
That she said, here, I'm going to stay here.
I'm going to help you.
You use these vials. You've got to get this figured
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
So she sacrificed her coming along with him.
Well, for a while, she was, like, trying so hard, right?
Yeah,
and
like,
I love that
to help
too.
You.
Like,
yeah.
she didn't have any plans for herself. She knew she couldn't go back.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I don't think I'm helping you.
You need to figure this out on your own, and you need all these vials and all these opportunities. So if I stay here, then I'm not using up the vials for you to keep trying.
I thought they split them.
Oh, I thought that's why she stayed, was so that he had all the vials.
I think she took some and was like, I'm going to go do my own thing. And they split them. Hear that part? Now I'm second guessing myself. I understood that she was like, because she couldn't stay where they were. It wasn't like a great, she had other places I think she wanted to.
And I thought she was happy. She's like, I can stay here. I can do this. I'm not going to use up the vials. You need all of them.
I thought they split them half and half.
Ooh,
because think about it. They had 100 vials and they had used, I don't know how many together. And then they split them. So he only walked away with like 30 vials and she walked away with 30 vials, or maybe it was 25 and 25. So he had a limited amount. I think they split them.
I interpreted as she gave all of them to him and she was happy to stay there.
I don't think so.
Then why did they split up if they split them?
Because she couldn't keep going down this road with him where he was making these like bad emotional choices, right? Like it was taking them to these awful places.
She didn't want to keep going to the awful
places. And she was like, you don't understand how this works. She said, I read your journal and you're not thinking about this the right way. You're not expressing emotions. You're expressing like landmarks. Right? Hmm. So she's like, you don't understand. I can't keep doing this. I've got to go my own way.
Okay.
And they split vials. That's the way I understood it.
Wow. Okay. I can see that.
Right? Because she was like,
funny how we read the same book and yes! go two different ways with
now
it.
I wonder, like, which one of us got it right? Tell us if you listened. Or if you read this book.
Yeah.
Tell us which way you understood it. Anyway, so that's the way I understood it. So he had a limit, an even more limited amount. I mean, it would have been the same amount.
Because
she's just not with you.
Yeah.
And so he had to go down this road. And that was, I felt like the weight of her leaving was, wait, she just told me I'm not doing this right. And what am I supposed to do? And she wasn't there anymore to help him. And so he was running out of time. He had to figure this out. And he went to a wrong place alone, right? Or did he automatically jump to the right place after that? I can't remember.
No, it took a while to get there. He went to a couple different ones.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So then he finally gets there.
Yeah. How crazy when he finally gets there and he figures out, okay, I'm going to smoke this cigar. I love the arrogance of that scene. Like,
yes.
I know what I got to do. And well, it's so against his character.
Before he even thinks of that, he goes to the gun shop to get a gun. He's like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And he finds out that there's these other, that's when he discovers he found out there's more
all
of him.
Those different versions of him in this
multiverse.
Dimension. This one dimension. There we go. In this verse. I'm just going to call it. This version.
That many Jasons
have come back all wanting his life here. So they're all now figuring out.
This really messed with my head. Number one, to open up like a new email address, I never in my life would have thought of that. I mean, he's a smart scientist man, so apparently he knows the ways. But
right. But he gets on
crazy chat
with all of them. And he's like, okay, guys. We got to come to a consensus here. I'm like,
that was crazy.
What? How are they all in this chat? Like, what?
It just never ends. Like, there's always going to be more coming. And they all, I really did start to think, okay, why does this particular Jason, why is he the best Jason?
Right.
Like, if all of these Jasons came from him or Jason 2, right?
I think they were all branched off from Jason 2.
Well, it could have been Jason 1 in all the different decisions that he made in the multiverse.
It's so...
Right? Because the really one that he meets in the bar. He meets a Jason in the bar and they talk.
Yeah, but then that Jason also is the Jason at the end that like bashes him over the head.
Yes.
So...
But he says he was with him until like halfway through the multiverse.
Yeah. It's so... My brain just wired out a bit at that.
I could not. I was like, okay.
There were a lot of Jasons.
And then it made me feel like, well, yes, there's 1,000,000,000 dimensions. Like, how do you get to one where someone else doesn't travel? Like, once Jasons travel, all the Jasons travel, and they're going to keep multiversing and jumping.
Really, I guess there's a limited amount to take shots. This box and
destroy it. It was crazy.
So that nobody else could be finding it and using it.
I know. Well, did you? Okay, so going back to the part where he's smoking a cigar, did you see that coming? Like, no. Did you have any idea what he was doing?
No.
I had no idea what he's doing.
And I thought it was so smart in such a basic, simple, layman's way.
Like, totally.
I could follow that one. You got arrested. You went here. You made a phone call. There was no, like,
and multiverse
talking to someone else. Yeah, it was just, I need my wife to get here and bring my son. Oh, you didn't? Okay. But then for her to be like, whoa. What's going on? This is not what you were wearing this morning.
Totally.
How crazy. And then she's like, he's like, do you believe me? Do you trust me? And she's like, yes. What?
I know. That's, I mean,
I would look at him and be like, my husband's gone crazy.
But if he's been talking about this kind of stuff for their whole marriage,
that's
because
true.
He did have this idea
this is his
way back when.
Yeah.
So it would kind of be like, oh, this is my Jason, right? Yeah. Like,
well, and I also love that she did notice a difference in him when he came back that night. So that really, the way that he wrote that part in of her looking at him as a new person. This is a new love, a new relationship. There's a intensity that hasn't been here in a really long time.
Yeah.
Because it was a new person.
Yeah.
She did not know that, but it was.
Yeah.
And so it really showed that now she's with this, the OG, that, yeah, there was something different. I'm starting to buy into what you're saying because I've noticed these.
Yeah, and things. You're talking to me like you used to talk to me.
Yes, this seems familiar. There was a familiarity there.
Right.
So.
And I love that that's real, right? Like, that's not something right. You can just have.
No.
It's something that takes time. And he had put in the time.
He put in the time with her that she did recognize him.
Yes.
Not a physical recognition, but recognized him.
Yes.
Who he was, how he talked, how he interacted, how he treated her. And those feelings between their relationship was recognizable.
Yes.
So it was easier for her to be like, okay, I'm kind of seeing
what
you're saying.
And because Jason OG is like a good guy. He's like feeling guilty about these other Jasons that were him
mm-hmm.
up until that point, right?
Yeah.
Just like him. And so he's like, to be fair to myself, right? To the other selves that are me, we're going to do like a lottery.
Yeah.
And we'll just see one of us.
Which was very unselfish.
And
because he loved them, he cared about their well-being and what happened to them and how they were treated. Like, I don't want them hurt, so we can't just keep going around fighting. They need to be safe. Let's figure this out. So he tries to do a very unselfish,
solution we'll do a lottery. To this problem.
But that was never going to work.
I know.
I mean,
well,
it's a nice idea.
Because we realize that Jason has other parts of him that are bad.
Yeah.
And like those traits were exhibited in other
right. As much as he wants to fight for his wife and his son. They all want to, too.
Yeah, and they're not
and
trying
knew
to
what
be
a good
fair
thing
about
it. Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they, there's no, this
and
is.
And the other thing I loved was that Daniela is like, when do I get a say in this? Like, I have a choice here.
Right.
This isn't
just
choose.
You. Yeah.
Why is no one asking me my opinion here?
Right, when she's like, no, this is not a lottery to be with me.
Yes.
And have me as the family.
Totally.
That's not what I want.
I should be able to choose who I want to be with, right?
Yes. Which was a great point. So,
I really love that. And like how they came to the conclusion that nobody else would have been, was able to single her out and get her to come to him and like find a way to connect with her.
Because
that was
him.
He knew
her. He knew how to get her there.
And like convince her and talk to her.
Yes.
And like that connection, right?
Because it would have sounded crazy to anybody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that they were able to, like, move forward and stay together, and she chose him, right? This was where it was.
This was their choice.
Together.
Just like their original choice.
Yes.
That they stayed together and had their son. They're now making another important choice for their family.
Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're hiding away, and they're going to just, I guess, get new identities.
Which, that's cute. You think you can hide from all these other Jasons? They're going to find you.
There's a gazillion of them.
Yeah. But I liked that. They drove far away, found an abandoned cabin, and they're trying to hide away and make a plan on how to escape.
And they're discovered.
Yes.
Because that never works.
No. No.
And not only are they discovered,
that would have been too clean.
But they're discovered by Jason 2, the psychopath.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And he's just going to kill himself and think that he can have Daniela and her son again. Right. Like, somehow that it'll all just stay the same.
And that they would want to be with him after that.
He's a crazy person.
That's crazy to think. I'm just going to kill the original, and you'll just come with me and we'll live happily ever after.
Right? Because
if you're Daniela, you'll be like, you just killed a version.
You're a psycho.
Of, like, my husband, my actual husband. I'm not going to live with you.
Oh my gosh, that would be so creepy.
Yeah.
This is where it gets, like, mind-numbing weird.
Well, there were a lot of mind-numbing weird. But, yes, and especially because she's slept with Jason, too.
Like, yes.
She thought it was her husband.
Yeah.
They've been together. They've had quite the relationship.
While he's been gone. Like, another honeymoon.
Yeah. Like, all over. Rekindled their love. It's been...
Woo! Steamy.
Right. But then OG Jason, in one of the dimensions, sleeps with Daniela.
Yes.
But a different dimension of Daniela.
Right.
Is that having an affair? Was this cheating?
I don't think so. It's your person.
It's your person, but in a different dimension. And you know it's not your dimension. Jason.
Yes, Jason knew.
Daniela did not know. But Jason knew this was a different dimension.
But I do
think Daniela.
It's reassuring to think, like, you love me in any dimension. Like,
we did.
We have this connection that's beyond
the dimensions.
Right here. Yes. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I do see that. Like, I can see the feeling of betrayal. Like, I wasn't there.
Right. And when they had the conversation, they were like,
maybe we shouldn't talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, we shouldn't. You'll feel it's going to hurt your feelings or whatnot, but it's really the same person.
Yeah.
So of course I don't know.
Like the first time.
I thought
time.
That was interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's like they go back to the beginning because we've all, if you've been in a long relationship, everyone in that situation can understand how it changes over time.
Absolutely.
Right? There's a different feeling that accompanies the beginning and like long lasting.
Right.
And it's just different.
Different.
And definitely there's goods about both.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So I can understand how that would happen.
I agree.
But I didn't feel like, I mean, as much as I could see how it could feel like a betrayal, I personally was like, I was reassured that he didn't want anyone else.
Right.
He had opportunities.
There were a lot of other. Yeah.
He had Amanda. He talked about it, right? Yeah. He's like, there's an attraction here.
Right.
But I don't want her.
I want Daniela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt was the most reassuring part about it was like he just wanted her.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that. I read one of a review, a synopsis where the person, it was on a blog, was like, and they both had affairs, but ultimately decided to forgive one another to be together. And I was like, I don't know that I consider that an affair, but I guess technically.
It is technically, I guess.
But it didn't come across to me as an affair.
Right. I just.
Because it was still them.
It was them. Ultimately, they loved each other.
Yeah. And showed the strength of their love in different dimensions.
Yeah. Right? We can twist it to make us feel better about it.
Yeah.
So there's that. So ultimately, Jason OG.
Yeah.
Does kill himself. Not himself. Kills Jason too.
I'm like, no, he doesn't. He kills Jason too. Jason too is a completely different person.
That's true.
But
it would be hard. You're like looking at yourself.
Right.
That would be crazy.
That would be really
trippy.
And
Charlie sees it, which I feel like is really. Like, how do you get, I don't know how you would go.
Especially
a
teenage mind.
Yeah.
Trying to, just
deal
with
being. He's really dealing with a lot right now.
Puberty and.
And dimensions.
Dimensions. And then you see your dad kill your dad?
On the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, Charlie was like, I knew that wasn't you. right? Like Charlie made a different. Few comments and they had a conversation about how he knew that it was different.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be a little bit reassuring, but the visual would be the same.
The visual is still the same, and the effect of that visual on your psyche would still be the same, regardless of who it was. Seeing somebody kill somebody else is going to affect you.
That's totally true.
But I loved how it ended, though, that they all...
So they realize there's really no escaping the gazillion Jasons.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to keep...
Coming. Because they know that dimension and they're all going to be aiming for that dimension.
Yeah.
So the only real way out is together. Which really,
they could have destroyed the box.
After they went in it?
Like, found the dimension they wanted to be in and then destroy the box.
But if someone creates a new box.
Yeah, the technology is out there. I guess at that point.
And so they
in
could,
a dimension, the technology.
At some point, find it.
They could build it.
And I love that thought of, like, if we are all thinking together, like, first, they're like, we'll let Charlie choose, right? And Charlie will choose the door. And then kind of they're like, well, really, this is all – it's going to be a part of each of us.
Yeah.
And so together we're going to go into this new world. And that can't be recreated because it's the combination of all of us.
It's the combination of all of them, not just one of them. And not
that
just
was really sweet.
Jason. Not Jason's recreation of it.
No.
But that it's –
Jason, Daniela, it's their family. Charlie, and together. And I kind of love this in – the symbolism of that, of even in our own lives, right? Like if we take our family in the future together and we allow everyone to play a part
in it,
in those decisions and what we want it to, the future to look like, it's more beautiful when everyone participates.
When everyone's in together.
Yeah.
You're creating a world, your world together. Yeah.
When everyone's invested.
Everyone's a part of it.
I kind of love that.
Equally.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really a sweet way to
There were
end.
A lot of really interesting thoughts that came from this. Like we said, like your decisions and how many different branches and different decisions we make could lead to different things. And it's amazing to think that one decision one day leads you down the path
totally
you're on.
A totally different road. Yeah.
And if those decisions were different, where would you be now? And would you regret? Would you?
What would you do if you regretted?
What would you do?
Yeah. Would you want go back if you had the option?
Right.
Would you go back?
Right.
And what good does that do? I thought that was like the best lesson learned of this book, right? Like you go back to right a wrong, but you're just causing more problems. Like you can't ever go back
and fix it.
Realistically.
You can only go forward.
So change what you're doing
and
now.
Make choices from here there of where you want to be in the future. I love that thought that right now I'm going to make this choice because in the future I want to be this person.
Yes.
Yes.
I felt like that
future
was such a great lesson.
This right now. That present me does this.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And that because like that was the one thing is I really loved Jason OG. Right?
Yeah.
I just thought he was just an all-around good person. And the reason that he was because he continued to just make good choices.
Yes.
Like throughout his life, he didn't always choose the most popular choice.
What he wanted the most or what he, you know, he made
sacrifices.
And grounded decisions. Mm-hmm. He was grounded.
And he chose love.
Yeah.
Right? Like over and over, he put his family first and he thought about their wants and their happiness and therefore was happy himself. Mm-hmm. And it just built such a good, strong character.
A great foundation. Like this family had a great foundation that amongst all these things happening, it came back to recognizing each other, the foundation they had created, the sacrifices they had made for that foundation. And we're able to come back together and move forward together equally. I love it.
I know. And they were just there for each other. And anyway, I just thought, who knew this was going to turn into such a story about family and the importance of family
and
love and like knowing each other and being there for each other and choosing each other.
Amongst sci-fi.
Crazy.
And couldn't you just see the whole time? This is a movie.
Yes. Like, oh, he does a great job.
A great novel, but it's written to be adapted so well into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got a talent here as a screenwriter. You can tell he's written.
Yes. And I think this is a movie. Series. Isn't it a TV series?
I think this has been made into,
Or is it a movie?
No, a TV series.
A TV series. So, and can you imagine how fun? Like, each episode he goes into a different world world.
Yeah, goes through a different door. Yeah, fantastic idea.
I'm sure that would be fun for the actors, right? Like, you're the same person, but now you're like this, like you're sick.
Now you're here.
Now
you're dealing with a pandemic, or now you're dealing with a frozen tundra and no electricity, or now it's in the future. Now it, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like Doctor Who.
Yeah, totally. In a way. It's a spin on that, isn't it? Until he finds his way back.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I thought it was definitely out there for me. This is not like a normal book I pick up off the shelf and think this is what I want to read. And yet I'm glad that I read it.
I really
liked
it.
Funny?
Yeah. So what did you give it?
So I gave it 4 stars.
Me too.
Okay.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
I definitely was pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
I just thought, this is a fun book. And it's different. Like, sometimes, too.
It wasn't too heavy sci-fi.
No.
And it was sci-fi light. Let's call it that.
Sci-fi light. It was. And so relatable.
Yes.
And for a sci-fi, again, that is not very
the foundation of the book, the storyline of the book, was so relatable and caught you in so much at the beginning that I invested the extra effort it took to try to figure out dimensions and all those things because I was invested in the family and the storyline.
Yes.
So he created a great foundation of the story for me that's not so sci-fi.
Yes.
To be able to stick with it because I was invested in that, in the characters.
Totally. And honestly, sometimes I find myself reading like the same kinds of books.
Uh-huh.
And I need something different.
Yes.
Right? But it's scary to try something different because you don't know if you're going to like it, if you're going to be wasting your time. Because I know most people they need to be picky about the books they're choosing because they're only going to get so many in this year and they're important. Right. Like, each book is an important choice.
Yeah, they don't have the time to put in any more than,
Right? And so you want to pick a book that you're interested in, that you feel like you're going to be glad you spent your time on it. And you want to pick like a good book that other people like you can talk about, right?
Right.
And I feel like that's super important. So this book, for me, I would say if you are looking for a change in your norm, something outside of your comfort zone that you wouldn't normally pick but might be a good change, this is your book.
This is,
Right?
I'd say so. I'd like, say it's a safe.
Out of your regular.
Out of your norm if you're not typically into sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely worth like stepping outside of the box for.
Yeah.
The box.
The box. The cardboard box with tinfoil lining inside.
Right? I mean, there's a lot we didn't. I mean, we could have spent a lot of time even talking about Ryan, right? Ryan was his friend who in the beginning in OG life was very successful.
Yeah.
But he kind of got the
life that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the Ryan version in. The
In Jason 2's dimension,
yes,
is not successful as successful. He's just a professor, and he's dating Daniela,
yes. And who? Yeah, that was a we didn't talk about that.
We didn't. I mean, there's
and that Ryan is the one he goes to about the creating the compound, the serum.
Yes, that they have to inject to be into injectable themselves
to be able to do it. So he has some insight into.
Which is so interesting. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how selfish Jason 2 is, then nothing else does. Because here is his friend who developed the serum that shuts your brain off that you need to be able to travel.
Yes.
And he doesn't even bring him in.
He has no idea what.
Like, he's doing should with be a part of the success of this and be receiving awards, but he doesn't even know
anything. He doesn't know what he did it for or why or.
That is crazy. He's
still
to
being
me.
In his life as a professor and doing his thing, which is not How a bad do you place not to be.
Give
but
credit where
on the
credit
other
is
side,
due.
Exactly. He's taken all the credit.
It's insane to me.
Jason, too.
You're the worst.
Yeah. Totally.
He's the worst. Anyway, I thought that was crazy. And at the same time, I thought it was interesting that, like, I don't think OG Jason would have ever like done something spiteful to Ryan in that time.
Right.
Right. But like this Ryan in Ryan 2, we'll say in the second dimension, he is the one who like goes and tattles on him and is kind of spiteful because he's mad about Daniela and he's mad about being left out and kind of in the dark. And so he kind of like goes around him and ends up getting him in trouble and gets Daniela killed, right? It's because of Ryan.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really interesting how like certain traits, like where we never saw a Ryan in at his best.
That's true. That's true.
You know, we never see him like making good choices and happy and content. Yeah.
Was Ryan's dimension.
We never got there.
Never got there. Yeah.
So he was kind of an interesting like character in the background. Yeah.
I think it was really interesting in here that there were so few characters in this book, yet so many characters in this book.
Yes.
So many Jasons, but really the others were basic. Ryan, Daniela, Charlie, and Amber.
Amanda.
Oh, sorry. Amanda. That was it.
Yeah. There's lab guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his
lab
name.
Lab guy.
Evil lab guy that was killing everyone.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was just the main.
Yeah.
They're fighting against themselves. And don't we all do
crazy.
That?
That's true. Internally, we do fight against ourselves.
Yeah.
And the person who, the part of me that wants to be selfish and do this, the part of me that wanted this, but I chose this and I'm going to be okay. You know, there is that internal
battle all the time.
Yep. Of all those different characters.
And I didn't think about that until you just said that, right? Yeah. Like we do have these internal battles conflicts with our different selves until we make that choice. The choices are what ends up being who we are.
Multiverse.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
Look at us.
Oh my goodness. Now every time like I start to be selfish, I'm going to be like, Jason 2.
Jason 2, this is
get
wrong.
Get out of here.
We got to go back to OG Jamie.
I don't want to be Jason 2, right?
Jamie 2, you're out.
Yeah.
Sarah 2.
Sarah OG, baby.
It's Sarah OG all the way. Let's get grounded. Let's make a good decision here.
A little bit of a sacrifice.
Yes.
Be there for your family.
It's worth it in the end. It all comes back around.
Who knew there would be life lessons in Dark Matter? There were some good
ones. There were some good ones. I could take away some good from here.
Me too.
Absolutely. And I'm super glad we read it.
Me too.
I think it was a good pick. I'm glad we went out on a limb for it. I want to know,
listeners, what
did you think?
I know. Did you read along with us?
Yeah. Are you like, nope, you lost me? Or I can kind of see, or you had a totally different take.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
We want to hear about it. Always. You can reach out to us on Instagram and Facebook. You can message us personally or comment on our posts.
Yep. You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. We always love hearing from you.
I want to hear your ideas
if
on this one.
Read the book for next month.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? We're kind of venturing back into our norm.
Yeah.
Type of categories.
For next month and for the future.
Yeah. What do you want to read?
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know what your
picks are. What do you want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Next week is a fifth Monday, so you have an extra week even to read The Moonlight Child.
That's right.
So.
Get on it.
Go get it. And get
tune
started.
In, right?
Yeah. And then next week we'll see you then.
Okay. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.